space shuttles have launched from Kennedy Space Center, carrying astronauts, satellites, telescopes, and science experiments from all over the world. They were NASA's workhorses. They made it possible to build the International Space Station, a massive orbiting outpost where humans could live in space. Now, the shuttles are going into retirement, and it's unclear what's next for NASA. It's the end of an era for America's human spaceflight program and also for Kennedy Space Center, where thousands of people have spent decades working to make sure the space shuttles launch and land safely. I'm Judith Smelser with 90.7 WMFE. Over the next half hour, we'll hear from some of those people as we look at the end of the shuttle program through the lens of Florida's Space Coast. About 9,000 people work on the space shuttle program at Kennedy Space Center, and they're a close-knit bunch. Most of them will be losing their jobs. Some of them already have. About 36 shuttle workers got together at a restaurant in Cape Canaveral recently to celebrate with a colleague who'd landed a new job. Three of them shared a few of their NASA memories.
My name is Ivan Sanchez. I'm an aerospace engineer. We work on the rocket engines that the space shuttle uses when it gets into space.
This is Bill Street. I was an aerospace technician, worked the construction of Challenger, and then Discovery, and then Atlantis.
Cindy Cole. I am a technician in ground ops. I work on pieces that they pull out of the firing room. They have a problem, they swap it out, they send it to us to fix.
I was there for 8 years.
It was something I did for almost 31 years.
If I made it till September 11th, it would be 22 years. I'm not going to make 22.
Today was my last day on the shuttle space program. I did not get laid off. Of the 32 engineers, 24 were laid off, 8 were retained. I was one of the 8, but I wasn't counting on it. Nobody knew who was going to be kept or laid off, so I had begun to look already, and I was fortunate enough to get an offer.
I took a voluntary layoff in April of this year. The program coming to an end was just getting depressing, more or less, and there was a lot of people that needed to stay employed, and I felt that I was in a position that I could go ahead and take a layoff and maybe save someone's job.
I couldn't even talk about it for months without crying. Every time someone said, well, what about your job?
Try showing up to work for 2 months knowing that you're going to get laid off. You've already been given your notice. How do you keep a straight face?
I still have about 6 more years to get to Social Security age, but I'm fortunate enough that my wife has a good job. I have her to lean on.
I've gone back to school. I'm glad I did. I love it now that I'm doing it. I'm getting my bachelor's in electrical engineering. It's exciting because there's a lot of areas I can go into at this point, but it's also a little nerve-wracking because this is all I've known.
It's like a big family out there.
It's not just coworkers, it's family.
One big family.
A lot of us over the years have basically grown up together.
We've all attended each other's weddings and they found out that they had children. And
you've watched their kids grow up. You've watched kids be born.
And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but it couldn't be more true. It really is one big happy family.
I got to go sit in the crew cabin of Discovery last Monday, actually. Something I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be there in the cockpit. And I'm touching, and I'm just like, oh my God, I'm touching something that's been in outer space. I sat in the captain's chair of Discovery. You know, how many people can say that? How many people can say, I've seen pieces of the space station before it went up? I've seen history. There's not very many people that can say, I've been a part and witnessed history.
That was space shuttle worker Cindy Cole sharing her story at a recent get-together with other Kennedy Space Center veterans at a Cape Canaveral restaurant. We also heard from her former colleagues Ivan Sanchez and Bill Street. The shuttle layoffs are affecting more than just the workers themselves. Their families are facing plenty of uncertainty, too. A major concern is health care. The insurance benefits many families depend on are disappearing, along with the shuttle jobs. 90.7's Nicole Creston checked in with one family that's looking for solutions.
Lee Hill works on launch computers for the shuttle program. His 21-year career at Kennedy Space Center is about to come to an end.
It's a sad day because it's like, you know, parting of the families.
He's concerned about the impact on his actual family, too. His wife, Karen, and his 2 kids in college all get health insurance through his job, but that's going away. The coverage includes treatment for a condition that causes chronic pain and swelling in Karen's legs. She says one part of that treatment is physical therapy.
The other part of the treatment is compression bandages, compression garments that have to be custom fitted that cost $2,000 for a pair of either capris and knee-high combination or a pair of stockings.
And those garments have to be replaced every 6 months. Karen says her medical billing job does offer insurance, but it won't pay for the garments, and she doesn't know how much physical therapy it'll cover.
If I don't get treatment, I'm debilitated, and I could become disabled. So I'm trying to avoid getting to a point where I can't walk anymore, or I'm in constant pain.
But there's no sign of that now as she bustles around her kitchen cooking dinner. Karen's condition is still under control. She puts on a brave face and jokes about the stockings as her family gathers at the table.
They're very highly attractive, not.
But after dinner, Lee says she can't fool him. He says he's working on directing as much of the family budget as possible to her health care.
Well, if we have to make adjustments, we'll make adjustments because it's something she needs.
She also needs to keep stress at bay, and her outlet is community theater. The sounds of rehearsal are drifting backstage at Breakthrough Theater in Winter Park as Karen sits in the dressing room.
It's a lot of fun, and I get a lot of joy out of it, so I just hope I'm able to continue doing it.
If she can't get treatment, then she'll have a hard time staying on her feet, let alone in costume. But in the meantime, she's trying to help her husband get on his feet.
I think the hardest thing with this whole thing for me is watching him go through this, is that, you know, you don't expect to start your life over, your career over at 53.
Lee's last day at work is July 22nd. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.
You're listening to 90.7 WMFE. I'm Judith Smelser, and we're looking at the end of NASA's space shuttle program and its effect on Brevard County and the Space Coast. As thousands of people leave their shuttle jobs at Kennedy Space Center, that center is trying to redefine itself. NASA will be relying more on commercial companies to take cargo and astronauts into orbit, so the agency itself can focus on exploring farther from Earth. Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana says his complex hopes to be involved in all of that. In fact, Kennedy has already won the right to assemble the crew capsule that NASA will probably use for deep space missions. Cabana sat down with 90.7's Tom Parkinson recently. He spoke first about the space shuttle workers who've already left and who will soon be going away.
Well, first off, as with any transition, there's going to be a downsizing of the workforce. At the peak of Apollo, there were 25,000 contractors and civil servants working here, and we went down to around 8,500. For the last few years, shuttle's been pretty stable at about 15,000 contractors and civil servants. Right now, we're about 11,800, and we're probably going to go down to around a total of about 8,200. And then around 2016, 2017, we'll build back up to around 10,000. The civil service workforce is going to stay constant, right around 2,000, and then the contractors are going to bear the brunt of the fluctuation, but the workforce is going to be very similar to the workforce that we have now, probably fewer technicians than we have now. The shuttle is very hands-on intensive, but as far as the engineering and scientific workforce and the technician workforce that we have, it'll be very much the same skills will be required in the future.
Now, thousands of workers are being laid off at the end of the shuttle program, and I'm wondering, what about the problem of, you know, the so-called brain drain? Those people can only wait around for a certain period of time. What will you need to do to get them back when things start to ramp up, or is there a strategy in place to recruit new people?
Well, it's obviously a challenge. We've worked with our contractors. Some of our contractors have found work for their folks in other areas and can call them back if needed and when needed. Some folks are relocating. Others are going to stay in the area and hope that the work comes soon and that they can get hired back on. We cannot keep somebody until they are needed because there's no specific work for them to do, then we'll have to reconstitute that workforce when it's required. But our goal is to find as much appropriate work as we can to bring it in here to support the skills that we need so that it's easier to build when the time comes.
Well, at the end of the shuttle program, many people see it as an opportunity to kind of rethink Kennedy Space Center's mission. If you could describe for me what your vision for the future of KSC looks like, and how do you propose to get there, and how long will it take?
Well, my vision for KSC is to make it a multi-user spaceport. that it's not dependent on any one large government program coming and going, and that we have stability through commercial space operations, cargo and crew, and that we have a vibrant NASA exploration program that's taking us beyond our home planet, exploring and doing the really hard things that nobody else can do. So that's what we're working toward. We've stood up a new center planning and development office to be our front door to commercial companies that want to come here and look to work in this area. We're being, you know, as commercial friendly as we can, but also making sure that we maintain the skills and support the NASA programs as we properly should to ensure success. So I think, you know, by 2016, 2017, hopefully we'll have commercial rockets taking off and being recovered and processed along with preparations for that first big flight away from planet Earth.
As a former astronaut yourself, you flew on four shuttle missions yourself. What are your personal feelings now as you see the last shuttle mission taking shape before the final launch?
Yeah, I think there's a little, you know, a little disbelief on my part. I mean, there's that it's hard to accept that it's over, that after 30 years, the space shuttle program is over. I mean, I have accepted it, but, you know, still, it's been amazing. Look at what the shuttle has accomplished. You know, we could not have built the International Space Station without it. The shuttle opened up human spaceflight for Americans. You know, the Hubble Space Telescope, the servicing missions, look at all that we've learned from Hubble. You know, the international cooperation. Who would have ever dreamed that we'd have hardware around the world coming together in space and actually working? The engineering achievement of that, but then when you consider the cultural differences in how we've all worked together as one team. And we got six astronauts from all over the world up there right now working together as one. That's pretty amazing. All that was made possible through the shuttle. So it's a phenomenal machine. It has truly been amazing. And it's going to be sad to see it end, but, you know, we don't need a winged vehicle to explore beyond our home planet. We have to have something different, and our country cannot afford to continue to fly the space shuttle and still provide funds to do something else. So, you know, we have to transition, and we got to do the bold things, the really hard things that nobody else can do, and we're going to do that. We're going to be successful.
That's Kennedy Space Center Director Bob Cabana speaking with 90.7's Tom Parkinson. You're listening to a special report on the end of the space shuttle program on 90.7 WMFE. For lots more, visit our website, wmfe.org/shuttle. It's been more than 7 years since President George W. Bush announced the shuttles were going into retirement. Since then, Space Coast leaders have been able to lure about 1,600 new aerospace jobs to the Brevard County area to help absorb some of the displaced shuttle workforce. But the total number of shuttle-related layoffs is expected to approach 9,000. So what's going on with the gap, and what's next for the space industry on the Space Coast? On the grounds of the Kennedy Space Center, in the shadow of an exhibit of old NASA rockets, there's a small, nondescript office where the future of Florida's aerospace industry is being crafted. This is the headquarters of a state-funded agency called Space Florida, whose sole purpose is to bring new aerospace companies and opportunities to the Sunshine State. Its president, Frank DiBello, says things have really been buzzing here lately.
We've known that the termination of the shuttle program was coming for a long time, and I think the area has been preparing for it.
But has it been doing enough? Even as the shuttle's retirement loomed large, state funding for Space Florida fell from $7 million in 2007 to $3.8 million in 2009. During that time, Florida space boosters were spending more of their time and energy lobbying NASA to speed up its plan to replace the shuttle than working on the commercial side of the area's space industry. Space policy analyst Edward Elligood with Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says state lawmakers were no different.
They're seeing the same information that Space Florida and others are, that there are other programs that the federal government has in the pipeline that could replace the shuttle and take on the workforce there.
But those hopes were dashed last year when the White House canceled a plan to send astronauts back to the moon. President Obama later promised $40 million in federal funding to help the Space Coast deal with the loss of the shuttle program, but most of that money has yet to materialize. Space Florida's Frank DiBello thinks the area needs to stop relying so much on federal space policy and focus more on private industry.
I believe that this area has too long identified itself solely with what NASA was doing. So we saw the future of the area as what's the next NASA program. And that's what I've tried to break from day one.
He says attitudes have been changing. After the cancellation of NASA's moon program last year, state lawmakers gave Space Florida a huge funding increase from just under $4 million to $31 million. The idea was to help the agency and a host of local economic development partners make a big push to bring new aerospace firms to the Space Coast. One of the success stories is here at Melbourne International Airport. Inside a hangar, two workers with defense contractor AAR are making repairs on a passenger plane that just returned from Afghanistan. The company moved this facility from North Carolina to Melbourne in April of this year. So far, it's hired just over 100 local employees, including 15 former space shuttle workers.
They bring a certain rigorous look at their position. They're really proud of what they have done.
Jeff Slosher is president of AAR's local division.
In one of the coldest days this past winter, we ran a job fair, and we thought that we'd probably have about 100 people, and 650 people showed up.
9-year space shuttle veteran Anthony Sacra was one of them. The engineer says he sent out about 19 applications after he lost his shuttle job last October and didn't get a single interview. But then he heard about AAR.
I actually got a mini interview right there at the job fair. It was exciting. There were so many people, you know, trying to land jobs, and to be one of those to get the interview, it was incredible.
He started working there about 2 months later. Just down the road, 18 more former shuttle workers have found jobs at Brazilian jet maker Embraer's new plant that opened in February. And Space Florida says it's close to announcing deals that could bring another 4,000 jobs to the area over the next 3 years. But that's small comfort to the thousands who are being laid off right now. Agency President Frank DiBello says he's trying to get incoming aerospace firms to hand out job offers before they actually get their local operations going.
We're working on a number of packages like that, where a worker who's being laid off today will know that he has a job 6, 7, 8 months from now because he'll have an offer letter.
He says as many as 1,000 jobs could be offered that way. 20-year-old Matt Harlow is betting on the future of the local aerospace business. He works at a store called Space Shirts, just off Kennedy Space Center property, printing shuttle-themed clothing. But he's also a student at Brevard Community College studying aerospace technology.
A lot of people think since the shuttle program is going out of business, that's the end of it. But it's a lot more broad than what people think, as it's just spacecraft and launching things. It's more to it than that.
Still, enrollment in Matt's aerospace program at BCC has dropped slightly over the past couple of years, but Matt's still a believer, and local leaders are working hard to make sure the Space Coast remains worthy of its nickname. This is 90.7 WMFE. I'm Judith Smelser. Today, we're taking a look at the end of the space shuttle program and its impact on Kennedy Space Center and the surrounding area. We now turn to that surrounding area. The people who work directly on the space shuttle aren't the only ones losing their jobs. Economists predict an additional 11,000 local positions will disappear as part of a so-called ripple effect on area businesses. We turn again to 90.7's Nicole Creston. She looked into ways the shuttle layoffs are already starting to affect the Brevard County economy.
Titusville real estate broker Ron Lakin is frustrated with the state of the industry on the Space Coast.
The market is very unique.
He's not in the best of moods. He just came from closing a home sale, but he had to settle for a bargain basement price. It's not an unusual tale for Florida realtors these days, but Lakin says things are especially tough here because of all the space workers leaving town.
We're having people come in pretty much weekly saying that they have lost their jobs, they've been pink slipped, they're relocating either to Texas or Georgia, South Carolina.
So far, over 4,000 space workers have seen their last day on the shuttle program. And local employment analysts say for every one of them out of a job, more than 2 jobs are cut from the businesses where that worker would have spent money. Among those businesses are some of the independent charter fishing outfits lining the shores of Cape Canaveral. Craig Schaefer captains the boat Orlando Princess.
We've had a very successful business until probably the last 2 years, you know, with the shuttle ending.
The shuttle program layoffs are expected to subtract about $600 million in wages from the local economy. So the space workers that accounted for a big chunk of Schaefer's business haven't been around much lately. Many have moved for new jobs, or they just can't afford a regular fishing trip anymore. The other part of Schaefer's clientele is made up of tourists coming to watch a launch, and they're still around. In fact, on launch day, his boat is packed.
Lately, we've seen a lot more business with it, a lot more people wanting to go up offshore and watch the show go up.
But one more launch, and the tourists are gone too. After that, Schaefer's just not sure how much longer he can keep his business running. Many restaurants that have been dependent on the shuttle are also bracing for a slowdown. It's the end of the lunch rush at Dixie Crossroads. The popular beach-themed seafood restaurant has nearly 500 seats and an equally ample sense of humor. Cartoonish statues of shrimp the size of grown men stand smiling at the front door. Laura Lee Thompson is the second generation of her family to own the place. She says NASA's always been a part of her life, both personally.
I grew up with the space program. It and I are the same age.
And professionally.
Oh, we get a huge amount of business off the launches. Absolutely. We'll miss the space shuttle, there's no question.
But her restaurant is an institution in Brevard County, and she's confident it'll survive comfortably until the next NASA space vehicle is ready to go. After all, Dixie Crossroads was here before the shuttle. Thompson remembers the Apollo program's Saturn V rocket and its dramatic launch.
Lots more flames and smoke and fire and noise and vibration. They would break windows here in Titusville. The shuttle's wimpy sounding compared to the Saturn V.
She's certain the tourists will come back if NASA's new project offers a similar spectacle. In the meantime, she's optimistic that the area's other amenities, like beaches, wildlife, and history, will keep the tourists coming back until the next manned spacecraft gets off the ground. I'm Nicole Creston, 90.7 WMFE News.
As the space shuttles get ready to go into retirement, we've been looking at the impact of the shuttle program on the people and places on Florida's Space Coast. And it's become obvious that the program's influence extends far beyond the gates of Kennedy Space Center. But we'll close by going back to Kennedy to hear from one of the people who's closest to the shuttle program, the man who gives the final go for launch. Shuttle Launch Director Mike Leinbach invited 90.7's Mark Simpson to his office in the Launch Control Center and shared his thoughts as the shuttle program comes to an end.
What does it mean to have the shuttle getting ready for retirement? You've got one more mission to go here. What does that mean to you? What does it mean for the U.S. space program?
Well, for the space program, of course, it means there'll be a lengthy gap in the ability of America to launch American astronauts on American rockets to the space station or any other destination. Transitioning some of the launch services to commercial providers, I'm not opposed to that at all. I think that's a good plan. The problem with retiring the shuttle now is that we don't have that next generation of vehicles ready. They're not working. They're not launching. And therefore, there's a gap in America's ability to launch our astronauts. We will launch them to the space station on Russian Soyuz on their vehicle, and that's a very proven system, very reliable. But if they have a problem, then we can't get to the space station, and therefore the space station would be in jeopardy after a period of time. So I see it as a policy issue where you're shutting down a system before the next system is up and running. And if I were in charge, and I'm not, but if I were in charge, I would do it the other way. I wouldn't shut down the shuttle system until the next system was up and running so we could guarantee access to the space station.
So you're approaching the liftoff of Shuttle Atlantis, the 135th mission of the shuttle program. What's that going to mean for you and your team?
After the last flight of Discovery and the last flight of Endeavor, people were asking, well, what does that feel like? And it felt like another successful mission to me. you know, the astronauts, we launched them, conducted a great mission, they landed safely. And so it was another in the 130-some missions that we pulled off. And this one will be different because there are no more. And so when we see Atlantis on the runway after mission complete, after wheel stop, that'll be the end of the program. And I'm not sure how people will react. There will still be the exhilaration and jubilation of mission complete for that particular mission. The astronauts will still get off, and they'll be happy, and there'll be handshakes, and they'll walk around the vehicle just as we always do and marvel in it out on the runway. But then when we leave the runway, we will know there will never be another one there. And I haven't even started thinking about that yet. I haven't thought about it yet.
Do you have any idea what you might miss?
The shuttle program it means so much to the people that work in it. And the thing I'm going to miss the most are the people that are affected dramatically by the decision to shut the program down. Literally thousands of dedicated workers who were put in 20, 30 years are being laid off. A lot of my friends are being laid off, guys and gals I play golf with. They're all being laid off. And so for me, it's more than just retirement of the shuttle program. It's a breaking up of a family that has been together for so long. As I mentioned earlier, I get to know these people so well, I can tell by the tone of their voice if they're go or no go. It's the same thing in all systems and at all levels of this program. People have worked in this program and have dedicated their careers and their lives to it, and when it stops and people get laid off, it'll be like a family breaking up.
What's going to happen to you after the final wheel stop of Shuttle Atlantis?
Well, I don't know yet. I'm a civil servant, so I'll be employed. I'm not quite sure what I'll be doing. We have other customers that will potentially want to use some of the facilities at the Kennedy Space Center. And I'll work on some of that. But I'll be honest with you, it won't be the same as launching the shuttle and working with this fabulous team. You know, the shuttle is an American icon. You know, anywhere in the world, if people pay attention to the news and they see the shuttle launch, they know that's America launching that shuttle. No one else does that. And now we won't either. And so to a degree, we're losing a bit of our American identity by shutting the system down.
That's Space Shuttle Launch Director Mike Leinbach speaking with 90.7's Mark Simpson. The shuttles themselves are headed for museums across the country. When Atlantis wraps up its last flight, it will be coming back to Kennedy Space Center to go on display to the public. Thanks for joining us for our look back at the Space Shuttle program and its huge footprint on Florida's Space Coast. You can find links to lots of information about Kennedy Space Center, NASA, the commercial aerospace business, and local space jobs, and much more online at WMFE.org/shuttle. And visit the WMFE Facebook page for a look at up-close and personal Space Shuttle photos from around Kennedy Space Center. From 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Judith Smelser.